systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Friday, September 10th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us. This is episode 399.
One more, dude.
Oh my god, 400 episodes of this fucking shit. Can you imagine that, 400 episodes?
That's a lot.
That's a fucking lot.
That's 100
awesome.
Away from being half of 1,000.
I know it. Killing it. Almost, what? 3 years, February, it'll be 3 years we've been doing this.
I suppose.
Can you imagine?
I can.
September 25th, in 2 weeks, it'll be our second annual Jam Hole live audience show for episode 404. We're very excited. Doing a little camping trip on the 23rd and 24th. On that Friday, on the 24th, we got booked to play at Club Cali. Yay. But it's going to be great because we were looking for a place to do a hip-hop show for everyone that was coming here. And now we got one. And not only is it us, all of like the really good local rap talent is going to be there performing. So
nice.
You guys are going to have like a whole night after we get back from camping of fucking local talented hip-hop artists, including me and Sean. It's going to be great. Sean's not here. We gave him the night off. He wanted to go, and he felt that he deserved a little vacay, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The last, like, week, 2 weeks, we've been just nonstop, like, hip-hop, writing, doing new songs, getting them up, getting them finished.
Podcast.
Doing the podcast, working, you know? He's been busy, and he's not used to it, and so, yeah.
Aww.
Oh, I know. Poor little bit. He needed to go out and have some sex.
Well, he's allowed once in a while,
yeah,
I suppose.
That's cool. So, yeah, thank you guys again. This is episode 399, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. And if you're on a properly configured computer with the Google Chrome browser, preferably, or Firefox or SeaMonkey, you'll be able to see us live in two beautiful high-quality cameras. And, of course, as always, you can call in 406-204-4687. If you're getting a busy signal, throw a 1 at the beginning of that. So, and also, I just found Bunny on Belay. Twitter messaged me and asked how she can watch the show on her droid. And since we moved to Justin.tv, like when we were on Ustream, Ustream had a viewer app that you could watch shows, and then they had a broadcast app so you could stream or whatever. Justin.tv doesn't have a viewer app, but what I found is somebody coded an unofficial viewer app. So it's not made by Justin.tv, but it's just some random dude
somebody
made it.
Somebody put it together.
But I tested it out, and it does work. You can watch one camera. Make sure when you open it, you pull it up, it asks you what account you want. Type in the Jam Hole, all one word. That'll give you the main cam with the audio and shit. And, yeah, you can watch us on the go. Or if you have a droid like mine with 2.2 and Flash enabled, you can just watch it right on the site, thejamhole.com/live. So, there you go. Bada bing, bada bang.
Fuck yeah.
Like I said, thejamhole.com/404. We're doing a live show September 25th. That is right around the corner. If you're local, you may start seeing these bad motherfuckers popping up all over the place. If you'd like some, let me know. I'll get you some if you want to hand them out to your friends or whatever. Does this look familiar at
it
all?
It does a smidge.
Does that look like the last year's poster?
Yes.
Well, that's because it is, except where it said economy got you down, I wrote still.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a party, a free party. I put another free party.
Uh-huh.
And then I changed, you know, the pertinent information. But yeah, that's the poster for the 404 show. I don't have, dude, I'm so fucking busy. I'm trying to like memorize a 30-minute set of a mix that we made. We're going to do something a little special, a little something nobody else around here does.
All right.
It's going to be great. You guys are in
I'm
for
kind of
a fucking
excited
treat.
For that.
I am too. I'm really excited to see if I can keep my shit together long enough to make it through that whole fucking set.
I'm excited to see you guys perform that new song, Hit That Shit.
Fuck yeah. I love that song, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love
I do
it.
Too.
Oh, it's going to be great. Thejamhole.com/music. We got about 14 new songs up there. Well, 12 new songs, and then there's two from the Book of Matthew I just threw up there because I really like them. And, yeah, you can go there. You can stream them right on the site. You can download them, burn them to a CD, give them out to your friends, whatever. Just get that shit, listen to it, learn it, love it, live it, give it out to your friends.
It gets stuck in your head really
easy. I know. All that shit stuck in my head. And I don't know. So, it was brought to my attention that the way the episodes are numbered, if tonight's episode 399, 404 is not going to be on Saturday, September 25th.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Except that if you would go to thejamhole.com and look at the calendar, it says September 17th, no show. Sorry. September 17th is the day before the Hotbox Festival, and I'm planning on having all of this shit broken down that day, Friday,
right
after work, so I don't have to do that in the morning.
Right.
So we're skipping a show.
Or at the ass crack of dawn after a show.
Exactly. So we're skipping that Friday, September 17th, there will be no show. Then Monday, there will be a show. Wednesday, there will be a show. Thursday, we're going camping. Friday, we're coming back from camping in
right.
the daytime, whenever. Friday night, Club Cali rap show.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday,
podcast.
Fuck yeah. We'll
Sweet.
Hang out in the daytime, do a little longboarding, do a little falfing, whatever you guys want to do, go bowling, anything. Maybe I was thinking, maybe go up to the House of Mystery, check out the Vortex.
Oh, man.
You guys ever been to a Vortex? That'll be cool. But, yeah, so that's the schedule. If you guys are flying up here for the live show, it's going to be a good time. I hope you got your tickets if you're planning on coming because it's in a fucking week and a half.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So. And then, yeah, like I said, the Roach Market, that's next week, man. That's Saturday. We're doing a live Hotbox episode. We're doing a live hip-hop performance. We're going to smoke a lot of fucking weed.
I bet, dude.
A lot of fucking weed, okay? We're going to probably just be smoking nonstop. Cottonmouth Kings over here.
God, you're going to be so wasted by the time you have to, like, do your set.
I know. It's going to
be something.
It's going to be something. I'm excited. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, like I said, we got the posters. We'll get those put up all over the place. And, yeah, it's going to be a good time. No show Friday the 17th. Remember that. I don't want to get emails and fucking Twitter direct messages. Why is there no show? Look at the fucking schedule. Look at the calendar. That's what it's there for. So, yeah, should be good. I'm excited. How are you? Nice flannel, by the way.
Thank you. God, it's not a flannel.
And, hey, thanks for dinner also,
You're welcome.
By the way.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
God.
That. And the sex shortly after that.
You're welcome
also, thank
again.
You. Thank
yes.
you.
I just bought this shirt. It's amazing.
It's nice.
It's plaid.
Yeah.
And flannel.
She was expressing to me earlier her deep love of plaid and flannel.
Love
all
plaid.
Things flannel. She didn't know why. I told her. I'm like, well, it's genetic. You know, everyone from down south loves flannel. The only thing you need to do to that is rip off them their sleeves, honey, and you look good. All right,
nah.
You look good.
I like
I'll get
this.
Her
this
done.
This isn't redneck.
You rip
okay.
them sleeves off. I'll get her done.
The shirt huh? is not redneck at all.
I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay.
I will get her done.
And I got two pairs of jeans, too.
Nice. Wranglers?
No.
Awesome.
No.
Gator
no.
Wrestlers?
No.
Gator Wrestlers?
Thank you. No. I went and bought two new pairs of jeans. I was actually out looking for a fucking dress for the 404 show.
Tid Potkin says, Dykes like it. And Amesby says it's their lingerie. Flannel is Dyke's lingerie. That's funny.
The shirt actually looks really good. It's pretty
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
I like it. It's not fucking redneck, I don't think. I think it looks good.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
It like redneck is like sleeves torn off on purpose with like little stringy things hanging all over the place, paint stains and like holes in it and shit. Okay. Mine's nice. And it's
nice.
Cut for a female. It's not like I took my dad's flannel and cut the sleeves off because I'm a dyke.
Right.
No. It's, yeah. It was made this way, and I like it, and it's soft. Okay? Super awesome.
That's good. So how's
I like
work?
It.
How's everything?
Work is good. Just,
still
you know,
loving the job. Yeah. Still getting treated like a human.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
That's got to be a new record for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
by now, like... Jobs just, there we go. Sorry.
God. Well, anyway, my boss, Matt.
My chat on here.
My boss, Matt, and your friend, Matt, yes? or whatever. It's yes. his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Happy 30th birthday, dude.
Yep. Yep.
Odd that his age has a 3 in it. You know what else has a 3 in it?
His fucking...
Hey, whoa. Shh.
Can we do it on the live show?
Maybe.
Call him up.
I really want to get him here, though.
Just, I know. That's why I wanted to get him here today.
Oh, God.
It's like, dude, you got to come to the show. Man.
You got to whip it out, dude. I need to see what that looks like for some odd fucking reason. I'm so curious.
You have to see it?
I have so many questions.
Oh, God.
So many questions. Wow. Like, how does that work?
We touch it?
Does it work 3 times?
We touch it? I need to touch it?
I don't know if I'll go that far. I'll let you touch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm, I don't want to touch it. That's kind of creepy.
I'll watch you touch it. Okay. I'll touch you while you're touching it.
Oh, okay.
While I'm looking at his eyes.
Oh, my God.
Look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
Not around the eyes. Look into my eyes.
I don't think it's going to be very nice to call him out during the live show.
No? What if he's not there?
I think he's going to be.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, that would be cool.
So, yeah, I don't know. But, no, it's work's going good. Everything's pretty cool. And, yeah, I don't know. Just kind of skating by, waiting until we do this live show. Because, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
I got special things in line.
Bunny on Belay says, I'm guessing 3 balls. she gets a cookie.
Yay.
Yes, my best friend that I've known, he was the first kid I met when I moved here. He was on the episode The Trifecta of Matt, which is weird. The Trifecta of his nuts is what it should have been called. And this, the whole time, I didn't know that. And like, how did you brought it up somehow. You're like, did you know Matt had 3 nuts? And I was like, what? Matt, my what? No, fuck it. Are you serious? He has 3 balls? I knew he had balls, but come on. That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
So, yeah, and I'm really curious if he can come 3 times or if one's, like, dead, if it's just a dead nut, you know, if it's been busted or whatever. God, there's so many things I just want to ask him.
Oh, my God, dude.
I should call him right now.
Wow.
Nolly's Undead says, wow, he's like that Spider-Man villain, the lizard.
Wow, dude.
Oh,
wow.
Fuck. Oh, hey, can I do something real quick?
What do you want to do?
You know how Big Mouse podcast, they have like bits on their show?
Do you want to do a bit?
Can I do a bit real quick?
It depends on what the bit is.
Don't have an iPhone? Well, sucks to be you, because it's time for iPhone News. By the end of this year, Google's Android smartphone operating system will, in a single year, have leapfrogged competitors like Apple's iPhone, RIM's BlackBerry, and Microsoft Windows phones in global popularity, and will challenge Nokia to become the world's most popular mobile OS by 2014.
Okay. If the world's still here.
Google's Android leapfrogging over the iPhone. Interesting. I just wanted to mention that for Josh.
You should change it to, don't have an Android? Well, sucks to be you.
Do you have an iPhone? Well, sucks to be you.
That's probably better.
Oh, goodness. Android's rides to the number 2 smartphone OS in terms of global sales by the end of 2010 is 2 years sooner than predicted. Quote, it's a matter of Android really going more into the hands of the mainstream user. The iPhone will remain focused towards the higher end of the market, you know, like pretentious douchebags.
Right.
While through the end of this year and into 2011, all that growth you see in Android will come from the fact that most of the vendors who are backing it will release cheaper smartphones. Is that awesome that they can release a cheaper smartphone and it still outperforms the iPhone?
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And you know what I can do with it that iPhone users can't do?
What?
Make phone calls.
I
hardly do, but if I wanted to, I could. Awesome, huh? Phone that makes calls.
Right.
Crazy, right?
Never even would have thought of that.
I know. Amazing.
They should make an app for that.
Amazing. They should. Can you get this thing to, like, make a phone call?
I don't understand.
Wait, was it an iPhone? Yeah, no, we've tried. We've sold our souls to the devil, and we can't. We still can't get it to work. Satan himself cannot get a call to work.
Yeah.
And he's got his own towers down there in hell. You'd think, like, you know, they'd get that shit working.
Yeah, down south, towers only work and with, like,
course,
Nextel.
you can come up with the argument, which I'm sure Josh will. He's like, well, the iPhone is one device. It's one phone. Android is an operating system that is on many, many phones. And it's like, well, whose fault is that? If Apple wasn't such a fucking uptight prick fuck, mm-hmm. they would have said, here's an OS, here's an iPhone, but if you want, you can put the OS on other things. Fuck no, they would never let that happen.
Oh, hell no.
Ever.
Greedy.
You could put Android on your fucking refrigerator. It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't fucking matter. It runs on everything. It's amazing. I'm going to put Android in my brain one of these days.
Oh, yeah?
Really looking forward to that.
When you go to sleep at night, you're going to go droid.
No, I would just put it into sleep mode. Come on, you!
Oh my God!
You set him up. I'll knock him down all night, baby.
Wow!
It's a little taste of the
sleep
404
mode.
Episode.
Oh my God!
That's the kind of quality we
Train
bring to the table
wreck.
Each and every Monday,
Train
Wednesday, Friday.
Wreck.
Good stuff.
Oh my God!
So I don't know. I just kind of wanted to mention that. Next in the news, this is pretty fucking amazing. Did you guys, I'm sure you've all heard about this, except for Danny here. Did you hear about that Florida pastor who wants to burn the Quran?
No.
Okay, you know what the Quran is?
Yes.
Okay, he wants to burn it.
Why?
International Burn a Quran Day, 9/11/10. Okay, so a long time ago, and actually I'm going to pull this up. A long time ago, before it was really even in the news, in the headlines, anything like that, there was an article about how the this Muslim group or whatever wanted to build a mosque at the site of 9/11, where it happened, where the towers were. There's the, you know, around there. And so everyone was like, oh my God, why would you do that? Why would you, that's horrible. You can't put that there. You can't let them have it there, this and that. And I read that and I was like, what is everybody's problem, first
right.
of all? Like that you're, I don't know, it just seemed like they're making, you know, a big deal out of this.
Uh-huh.
So this was episode 375, July 16th. I just want to make that clear that this is how on top of shit we are at the Jam Hole.
All right.
And I wrote, so let's have a show of hands. Who here thinks it's a good idea to build a Muslim mosque near the site of where the World Trade Center used to live? At first, I thought this was a ridiculous idea until I saw that Sarah Palin also thinks it's a horrible idea. Of course, I can't be seen agreeing with that retarded mindfuck, so I thought about it some more and have come to the conclusion that maybe it's not such a bad idea. I mean, let's look at this from a terrorist prevention point of view. Who are we in a war against? Terrorists?
Right.
Now, as we all know, terrorists come in all shapes and sizes, colors, and cultural backgrounds. But
right.
what is the one thing most terrorists have in common? They believe in that silly Muslim bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying that white people don't believe in silly bullshit. They do, probably more so than the dark people. But unless you're an abortion clinic or porn store, you probably aren't going to get firebombed by white Christians. So, if we don't want the Muslim terrorists to attack whatever the fuck it is they're going to build at Ground Zero, you simply build a Muslim mosque near it.
Duh!
Seems pretty cut and fucking dry to me. If you don't want them bombing the place, let them build their thing. They're not going to bomb their own thing.
Right.
Duh.
Like, no,
I thought of this
no,
July
no,
16th. And I figured it out. Like, what the fuck, guys?
Put
Come
one
on.
Of those, like, next to everything we really, really like.
I know. Not only will this prevent the Muslims from blowing it up again, but this will also serve as a deterrent to other terrorist organizations. Right?
Right.
I think the United States is the only country crazy enough to start shit with a culture that has been in a religious war since its people have walked the planet. This means that, on top of Muslims not bombing Ground Zero again, no other organization will either. They know that if they drop bombs anywhere near a mosque, they're going to be dragged into this war ad infinitum, just like the U.S. is. And, as we've all seen, how well that has worked out. So, really, if you take a minute to think about it, it's a great idea. Plus, it's New York, which is a pretty rancid shithole anyways.
Yeah.
I doubt anyone's going to notice the difference. I guess the smell might give it away. Muhammad should have added something in the Torah or Quran or whatever magic fairy tale book they read out of about taking showers and going easy on the curry. Right. If you guys could smell yourselves, you would be more mindful of what you shovel into your head holes. So, basically, that's that.
Speaking of New York, what
Hold on. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hello.
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 How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You sound drunk, MDS.
It's not MDS.
Whoa. You sound drunk, Red Fox.
It's not Red Fox.
Bullshit. What's up, dude?
How's it going? I'm just calling you guys because you called me.
When did I call you?
Today, this morning.
Did I?
Yeah, you left a message on our voicemail.
Oh, on the Sporkrust one. Well, you asked everyone to, so I said, you know what?
I'm gonna. You're the only one.
Of course I am. You know why? Because no one else gives a shit. I care.
I sent 20 messages and be like, hey, you should leave us a voicemail.
Well, you're welcome.
I didn't get it till I got here to do the show, so that's my excuse.
I sent you the message, I think.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't have a computer, though, until she's here, so.
Right.
Oh, I should have sent it over Twitter, too. Anyway,
what's up?
Well, I'm just calling to say thanks and how excited I am to be up there in a few weeks.
I know. What day are you coming?
Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
The 21st, I think.
Yeah. So you'll be here Wednesday for that podcast, and then Thursday for
camp. Oh, yeah.
Friday for camp. Awesome.
So you're flying, right?
Are you over 21?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm 23.
Good. Okay, good.
And are you flying?
I may not sound it. What?
Are you flying?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you need to be picked up from the airport?
Probably.
I got it all arranged.
Okay.
I think Braden's handling it. Braden's
I'm staying at Braden's house Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Sweet.
And then I'm camping with you guys.
So, hey, what do you think about the whole mosque thing and this pastor wanting to burn the Quran? You think that's a good idea?
I don't know. It's the same as the guy who wants to build the gay bar right next to the mosque.
Oh, right.
But he's some like comedian guy on Fox News or something, and he's like,
Glenn Beck.
Hey, if you guys want tolerance, you know, Muslims can be tolerant of having my gay bar right next to you.
Nice.
So, because, you know, they're all anti-homo.
Right, no homo, of course.
Do you know, it's commonplace to see two men holding hands over there.
Well, right, because they're all gay over there. That's why they're so angry.
I know everyone knows I'm a conservative, but I don't really have an opinion. I haven't really been following this either way.
Yeah.
You know, I guess freedom of religion is important to me. You know, the government really needs to stay out of the religion. The fact that Obama is making messages about this
church and state
kind of irks me because it's like the government should just stay out of religion.
Church and state, dude, should be separated,
right.
And whenever they come together, usually the empire crumbles.
Yeah, I'm a hardliner on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Right on. All right, man. Well, anything else?
Not really.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, dude. We'll see you when you get up here.
Yeah. All right.
Holla back.
Well,
bye.
Dude.
Red
until,
Fox, everyone.
Until our money does not say, in God we trust, I don't believe that state and religion fucking church and state are going to be separated completely, because they're not going to be.
If you don't know, a while ago this story came out. It says religious and political leaders around the world are decrying plans by a local American pastor to burn the Quran. They fear the action could set off a worldwide extremist backlash. Muslims believe the Quran is the living word of God. Burning it would represent the highest level of desecration to them. So his whole thing is move the mosque and we won't burn the Quran. Which is retarded, because do you realize what would happen, I think, personally, if he went ahead with this and burned the Quran, that would be it. This war would be taken to a whole nother fucking level.
Yep.
These people believe in that book so much.
Crusades.
It would be fucking crazy. I hope he does it, because I want to see this shit just pop the fuck off. And I'll be up here in Montana in the fucking bomb shelter laughing, doing podcasts and shit. But, like, I really think, like, we have, you know, people in other countries and stuff that, you know, are full of Muslim extremists or even not extremists. By doing this, he will turn all the Muslims into extremists. The peaceful ones and the, you know, like.
Piss off all of them.
Right. It'll be crazy. And, again, like, okay, you're, what, a Christian? What's his religion he's a pastor of? Whatever it is, the Bible. How would you feel if we burned the Bible? I mean, we've done that on the show. We've ripped pages out of the Bible on the show to make a point that it's just a stupid fucking book.
It is.
Fiction at that.
It is.
Like, would you guys be cool about that? Will you stop building fucking churches on every goddamn fucking block here?
Please.
If I won't burn or rip up your Bibles if you go the fuck away. Okay? Fair? I mean, that's basically what he's doing. I'm going to burn your little book here unless you move your mosque. They're going to be like, go fuck yourself, dude. Burn it and watch what fucking happens. You'll have your head on a stick by the time the sun goes down. Pakistan warned that the planned ceremony would cause irreparable damage to world peace, while India, which has the world's third largest Muslim population, called on the U.S. to take strong action against the event. France and Britain also have spoken out. Like, nobody's on this guy's side, pretty much. They're like, they know what the ramifications would be if he did this. And they're like, you're on your own, dude. You're fucking nuts, and good luck.
Yeah, dude.
And so that comes out. He's going to burn it. Lots of angry protesters took to the streets in northeast Kabul Thursday, chanting anti-U.S. and anti-Christian slogans. See, he's going to bring this down on his whole religion, which is cool. Good. Let's maybe the Christians and the Muslims will kill each other, and then we can start over.
Start fresh, clean slate.
Reset. The FBI, or excuse me, the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan has warned that burning the Quran could be harmful to U.S. forces. Germany commander in Afghanistan added that the event would provide a trigger for violence against all international troops in that country.
Regardless of anything,
that would set it the fuck off.
Dude, they would see that on their little, like, news and... That'd be it. It'd
absolutely.
Be over, dude.
Absolutely, dude.
Fucking, you'd get like peaceful people in their little houses with their children and shit, arming up and going out and just hunting down fucking U.S. soldiers.
Anybody white, dead.
Dead.
The FBI has warned that Islamists.
You burned the Quran!
The FBI has warned that Islamist extremists might retaliate with violent demonstrations within the U.S. and abroad. So then it comes out that the radical Florida pastor, Terry Jones, that's his name, threatened on Thursday, of course, to rethink his decision to abandon plans for a weekend Quran burning event that has drawn global outrage. So, he said they're going to burn the Quran. Then he said, no, we're not going to do it. We're sorry, we're not going to go through with it. We had some talks. They said that they were going to move the mosque or whatever. Come to find out that was a total lie. He never talked to anyone, really. The guys that were the imam, whatever, he was like, we don't know what you're talking about. We're still doing this. So then he's like, well, then we're going to burn them. And then he's like, we're not. He's like back and forth. And honestly, I think he's doing that to stay in the news.
Yeah.
Because once he says, oh, we're not going to do it, everyone leaves.
It's just an intention thing.
Right. All the news trucks, they go home. So he's like, oh, I mean, we're going to do it still. Turn around. They're back there interviewing him, sucking his cock.
Yep.
Okay, we're not going to do it. Okay, we'll see you. Back and forth. Hours after calling off the much-criticized ceremony to mark Saturday's anniversary of the September 11th attacks, that's good, by the way, also. Like, happy anniversary, I got you a burning Quran. You know, that sacred Bible that the people that wrecked the fucking towers the first time worship? Yeah, we're going to burn that. Happy anniversary. Let's build a building there with a big bullseye on it, then, if you're going to do that. Because that's basically what the fuck you're doing.
Pretty much. Good thing
there's a mosque there, right? Goes back to what I wrote. That's right.
They're just going to bomb that dude's church, that pastor's church.
They need to. Fuck, dude. Fly a fucking plane into his house.
They're
going
to be like, all right, you're going to attack our religion? Okay, we're going to attack every one of your churches. That's going to be like a major thing now. Like, all those fucking Islams are going to come over and just bomb the churches.
Nollie's Undead says, a religious, ignorant man burning books? Sounds about right to me. Yeah, right? Oh, fuck. Right now, he says, quote, they had not been canceled, the plans. They've just been suspended. He says, quote, right now we are just putting a temporary hold upon our planned event. The pastor of the tiny evangelical church, the Dove World Outreach Center, more like the Duh World, come on, had earlier said his change of heart over the event was in exchange for a deal to relocate the controversial mosque project near Ground Zero. But the alleged deal was thrown into confusion when the imam leading the project for the Islamic Cultural Center in New York denied such an agreement. Jones claimed to have won assurances from an Orlando imam acting as a go-between. He said the guy was willing to do a deal and would meet him in New York on Saturday to discuss it. We put a suspension on it because right now we're actually really disappointed and very shocked because if this turns out to be true, the imam lied to us. So, quote, we would be forced to rethink our decision because we canceled it based upon his word. I understand he is now going around saying he did not say that. I'm pretty sure he probably didn't say that anyway. You're just fucking crazy.
Probably.
So.
Well, anyway, despite all the other crap that's associated with 9/11, tomorrow being 9/11,
yes,
is my parents' praise wedding anniversary.
Lord. Oh, well, happy wedding anniversary, 9/11.
And I don't
Quran
know.
Quran book burning.
I forget what year it is for them, but like, God, they've been married for like 30 some years.
Damn.
Well, they had me 6 years after they were married.
And Nicole Nunez says, so, Bush is putting him up to it so he can create an excuse for another planned terrorist 30. Attack so he can keep the warmongering money-making machine going. That's a good theory.
Yeah, it's their 30th wedding anniversary tomorrow.
It's a little tinfoil hat-ish, but good theory. Nolly's Undead says, Danny's parents caused 9/11.
I is highly that doubt that.
Whoa, dude.
I highly doubt that.
Whoa. Your parents, very unpatriotic.
Oh, yeah, because... They were married before the 9/11.
It's Amham says, I'm going to piss everyone off and read the Quran. You know what? I will be very impressed if you can read the Quran, actually.
Right.
Good luck. I'll get the audiobook, and then I'll Google translate that shit.
No, I'll get the translated audiobook. Done and done.
All right, so while we're talking about religion, you know, we never really hear about super, like, creepy things happening with the Islamic religion. The worst they do, fly some planes into a building, whatever.
Right.
Their priests aren't going around sexually abusing kids.
Right.
So let's maybe take a look at that, Mr. Jones. And of course, this is in Belgium, in Brussels here. Hundreds of sex abuse victims, hundreds, have come forward in Belgium with harrowing accounts of molestation by the Catholic clergy. That reportedly led to at least 13 suicides and affected children as young as 2.
2?
2.
Damn.
Professor Peter Adriana Sassans, chairman of the commission, said the abuse in Belgium may have been even more rampant than the 200-page report suggests. You have a 200-page report on Catholics sexually abusing the kids. Wow, guys. How about we burn that down?
Yeah.
And build a mosque there.
How could you even be a proud Catholic person anymore?
You
Why
can't.
Would you even be a part of that religion?
Right?
You gotta be a part. You know what? You know, I bet if you're a good Catholic and like...
You kill yourself.
No,
out of
you've
shame.
Been a good Catholic, you know, your whole life and everything, and all this shit's going on, and you keep hearing all these rapes and fucking molestations.
You fucking kill yourself
yeah,
out
you
of
gotta
shame.
Be so embarrassed. You know, that's... That's your group of people fucking
that's
up.
That's who you're following.
Right. That's
I wouldn't want
to
be.
That's who you're looking up to. That's your fucking, what the fuck, your idol and
I wouldn't
shit.
Want to be associated with that in the least. I would
not
deny that. I'd be like Peter denying that shit 3 times to their face. I don't know you. Sorry. Who? Jizo? Never heard
what?
Of him.
I don't understand.
Wait, who? Yeah, no, never heard of him. Don't know what you're talking about. I'm atheist. reality, quote, is worse than what we present here today because not everyone shares such things automatically in a first contact with the commission. A child psychiatrist who has worked with trauma victims for 23 years said nothing had prepared him for the stories of abuse that blighted the lives of victims. Quote, we don't just talk about touching. Whoa.
Whoa.
We're talking about oral and anal abuse, forced masturbation, and mutual masturbation. We talk about people who've gone through serious abuse. Most of this abuse happened during the 60s and 70s. The good old days.
The good old days, my ass. Right.
Yeah, your ass and your mouth.
Plowed.
Fucking right. Stuffed.
God.
Stuffed crust pizza up in here. The Roman Catholic Church in Belgium experienced the findings as a body blow, body blow, uppercut, body blow. They Whoa. Said, Belgian Archbishop said he would react on Monday to the report. I gotta finish jerking off first.
Yeah.
Into these 3 altar boys' mouths.
You disgusting fucking religion. How do people believe in you still? How have you managed to hold on to any semblance of authority with all of this shit coming out? As it's been coming out for the last decade.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Are you so blind that you're like, oh, that's fine. That wasn't my priest. Hey, guess what? I bet it was. You just don't know yet. He hasn't been arrested yet because kids haven't killed themselves yet. It will. Unbelievable.
Or no one's come forward
yet. The report's findings are the latest embarrassment for Belgium's Catholic Church, which is still reeling after the April resignation of Bishop Roger Vengelamme, who admitted to having sexually abused a nephew for years when he was a priest and bishop. We did that story. Friday's report said 507 witnesses came forward with stories of molestation at the hands and the penises of the clergy over the past decades. Disgusting Catholics.
Yeah.
For shame.
I would be.
For shame!
I would be so embarrassed or so shamed or just disgusted to be a part of that religion.
Nollie's Undead says every Catholic is a pedo bear. And Bunny on Belay says Matt's stash is pedo bear approved. You like that?
I like the stash.
It is kind of pedo-y, though.
It looks better with the goat.
Yeah, you kind of need the sunglasses to complete the look.
Yeah, you can't just do the stash alone, though. That's very pedo creepy.
Yeah.
Just the stash is pretty.
Just the stash?
Just kind of creepy. Both of them together, though, looks good.
So. It says those abused children were 2, 4, 5, 6 years old. Family members of friends said 13 victims committed suicide that, quote, was related to sexual abuse by clergy. Six others had attempted suicide.
How would you feel if the guy that you're looking up to and the guy that you think is closest and connected to God,
the guy that's telling you how to live your life, even? Yeah. The guy I'm confessing my sins to? Hey, how about we switch places and you tell me about all the little buttholes you plowed in the last decade? I don't have that much time, but I'll sit as long as I can. Unfucking believable.
And you gotta imagine that, like, some of these parents aren't believing the kids if they even come forward.
Right? Our pastor would never.
Father, whatever, would never do that.
Father Tucker would never do that. Yeah.
He probably just did this and you took it like that.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah,
no. That's how he blesses you.
Oh.
That's his crucifix.
So baptisms involve being peed on, right?
Right, yeah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I can only do two of these a day.
Oh, my God.
Quote, we saw how priests called up by the commission and asked to help seek the truth. We're willing to set up the list of 10, 15, 20 victims they abused during boarding school, while the commission knew only of one. Archbishop Leonard, who was appointed earlier this year, said he will come forward with a new initiative Monday on how to deal with cases of abuse, prevent further abuse, and help victims seek closure. Well, here's a shot in the fucking dark. How about jail time? How about we put them to death? How about we get a few bondage mistresses and misters and just let them go to fucking town on
That'd
that ass?
Videotape it?
Huh? Put it up online? Are you embarrassed now? Yeah, I bet you fucking aren't. You creepy fucks. Unbelievable. How is that thing even... How is the Catholic machine still even rolling?
It shouldn't be.
How can you turn a blind eye to that?
You can't.
They were fucking your kids, and you were paying them tax-free money. Cool.
Not cool.
Not fucking cool, dude. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Shame on you, Catholics.
Build a mosque. Fuck it.
Build a mosque.
At least your kids are going to be safe. Don't build another Catholic fucking church. Can you have those in school zones? Yeah, you can. Weird, huh? Mm. So they go nice and slow for easy pickings. You creepy fucks. One was sent in to us by Dr. Brendanos? Was that the Apple Dog story?
Leasties?
Yeah. I think that's him, isn't it? Or is that somebody else?
L-E-E-S-T something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, somebody sent this in. If you guys ever have stories, email them info@thejamhole.com and we'll get them. This is kind of awesome. This is beautiful, actually. All right. A man
driven completely fucking nuts by
his
neighbors.
This is gonna be
you. This is me. I've done it. It was a rooster, not a dog, but I've done it. A man driven totally fucking crazy by his neighbor's dog recorded the dog yapping and then played it back at 3 a.m. to annoy her. Fucking
nice.
Crank that shit. Fun,
hey,
isn't it?
Hey,
oh,
listen.
He's cute. Look how cute your dog is at 3 in the fucking morning. That's fun, huh? Jobless, Andrew Nicklin also branded Catherine Farrell, the owner of the dog, a brain of Britain moron in a rage over the din created by her tiny pet terrier, Buster. It's always named Buster. John Bartlett prosecuting said, quote, "It's gone on for so long, the abusive words are wrong, and the victim finds it threatening. The victim wants peace and quiet, and patently is not getting it." He's 50. He admitted harassing Miss Farrell. The court heard he also banged on her fence and played his drums loudly when he flew into a temper over the 12-inch tall dog. They
well,
can be so annoying,
they
though.
They are.
You're lucky you didn't shove a drumstick up that little dog's ass and stick it in your fucking yard and then light it on fire.
Well, yeah, dude.
That's
sometimes
what I would have
really
done.
It's really annoying. If you're trying to fucking sleep and this little yappy dog is going off.
I know.
Come
oh,
on.
Big mouths. You totally missed. We did some iPhone news for you. You have to listen to the beginning of the show. It
he
was
says,
just
holy boobs, Danny.
I
boobs
know.
Aren't even out there today, dude. You don't even. God.
They're nice, though.
For real, man.
They are nice.
God.
So.
You haven't even seen half the boobies.
The court heard. I've seen two halves of the boobies. That makes the whole boobies.
Oh, yeah.
The court heard. He also banged on her fence and played his drums. Mr. Bartlett said the recording of the dog had been played a number of times and once until 3 a.m. That's so awesome. A brain of Britain moron. He yelled that over the fence at her during the long-running row, which first began in 08. He said, he said Nicklin accepted playing a recording of the dog barking back to his neighbor. It was an overreaction. No, fuck that.
No,
that's exactly
it was not.
What you, your dog barks all day and I have to deal with it and I record it and I play it back for you? Fucking enjoy that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Just because I did it at 3 in the morning. Sorry.
I would play that shit all the time and be like, what?
24/7.
Because I don't have a dog, it's not okay for me to make noise like
you
are.
I'd loop that shit. Just pretend this is my dog. Just pretend I have a terrier named Buster also.
Right.
I would loop that shit 24/7, blasting it.
Make sure you record in that recording. You gotta be like,
you know what?
Buster! Buster! Be quiet!
Shut up, you motherfucker! I hate that dog, but I love him at the same time.
I know. I hate owners who do that.
Come on, kids.
Yell at their dogs.
Come on,
just
kids.
As loud as the fucking dogs. You're not helping it. You're just making it worse because they're not listening to you.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't know. I think that's totally what she fucking gets, though. He's lucky. I was snuck into her house and put a couple of wireless speakers in there right by her bedroom, right by her pillows, and then just waited for all the lights to go off and then just fucking crane. Yep, 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 yep. What the fuck?
This is kind of funny. Big Mouth says, I've totally seen Danny's rockin' tits. In the beginning, Matt would sneak up on her in the shower with the laptop. Hilarious.
I remember
totally
that.
He totally did.
Quite
I remember
hilarious.
That also.
The good old days.
Yeah.
Back when priests were fucking kids left and right and no one gave a shit.
I just remember, like, I remember seeing a light and him holding the laptop, like, in his arms, and I'm like, is that broadcasting?
Big Mouth like, says, yup. And I have pics to prove it.
Yeah, he has one pic, I think.
Shit, yeah. All right.
With jam hole stickers covering my titties.
Oh, those? Yeah, nice titties. You have the nicest titties in the podcast game, I'd say.
Thanks.
Better than any female podcaster's tits that I've seen.
Thanks,
and
bro.
And I've seen a lot.
I got a sweet set.
Got a pretty sweet set. What'd those cost you?
Free.
Nice. Super
pretty
nice.
Pretty sweet to be behind a mic.
All right, no moving on. A woman believed to be the mother of a Texas 7th grade volleyball player pulled a gun on a rival team celebrating a lopsided win over her daughter's outmatched squad. Okay?
Wait, say that one more time.
This bitch pulled a gun on a 7th grade volleyball team because they kicked the shit out of the team her daughter was on.
All right.
Girls on the Kirby Middle School volleyball team fled when the woman confronted them with a gun Thursday night in the parking lot and threatened to shoot. No shots were fired, though, and no one was injured. Authorities believe the woman is the mother of a player from Metzger Middle School, which had just been beaten soundly. That means, like, a lot. Got whooped. No arrests were made. They had identified the women. Quote, she was irate during the game. Yeah?
Yeah.
My understanding, according to the principal, is that Metzger team lost pretty bad. They were getting hit with balls in their face during the...
Are you serious? What? Did it seriously what? Just say that?
Whoa! Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me?
They're getting hit with balls in their face.
All over their faces, their little teenage faces.
You know, the dude who wrote this just had to be like, yes.
Yes. Balls yes. in the face. Oh, man.
In
too
the
bad
face!
Too bad the coach... In the face! Too bad the coach's name wasn't Dick. That would have just tied it all together.
Dick's balls just flying
nice
all
little,
over the place.
Nice little package. All right. The package. Keith said girls on the Kirby team had left the gym and were walking to their bus after the game, laughing and celebrating, when the woman approached and threatened to kill one or more of them.
Wow.
Maybe you should have taken that gun and went to your daughter's team and motivated them a little bit. Because
right?
clearly they're unmotivated. You ever lose like that again, I'll fucking kill you. And then I'll send you off to this Catholic boarding school. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What kind of fucking example is that for your kid? Dude?
I know, right? Hey, whenever you just lose at life, pull a gun.
Yeah, no big deal.
Duh.
It fixes everything.
I know. Look at the rap game. Shit.
They handed me that trophy.
That's right.
We didn't win, I got the bitch.
I got all the trophies. I didn't even play.
Fucking it.
Fuck yeah. I got their snacks, too. Who wants Capri Suns? Woo! Yay.
Oh, my God.
The woman took off in a maroon-colored car, and school police reviewed surveillance tape, tried to identify her. They say at least 6 witnesses saw this go down. Oh, beautiful. All right. Not a good day for incest here. Provo.
Oh, no. Not a good day.
Especially in Utah. See? All these religious places just having problems, man. What's up? God, not as awesome as he said he was, as he fooled you into believing.
Uh-huh. Mm.
A 22-year-old Provo man was ordered Wednesday to stand trial for allegedly raping his 41-year-old aunt, strangling her with an electrical cord, and dumping her body in a canyon.
Huh.
The old 1-2. Fuck, dude. During a 2-day preliminary hearing, prosecutors presented DNA evidence. Oh, you know what that means. We found semen on the scene.
Yep.
Did you find any semen? No, not yet, but we're gonna. We're determined. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, her DNA was found under the fingernails of the victim. Or his DNA, excuse me, was found under the fingernails of the victim, Amy Jo Candland. His name is Damien Candland. DNA testing also indicates...
How old was Damien?
40, or 22. She's 41.
Wow,
if you're gonna rape, you have your choice. It's not like you gotta take the bitch out to dinner and shit. Why go... You were lazy. You went for what was within reach.
Yeah.
Your aunt just came home. Raped! Like, go outside.
Unless she was, like, supermodel fucking hot.
Yeah, well, let's say she's not. At the very least, go rape someone you're not fucking related to.
Right?
I mean, that's weird.
Someone young and hot?
Yeah.
Shit, you know?
Well, just not related to you.
Yeah, that helps.
I don't care what she... Doesn't have to be young and hot. How about let's just shoot for not related, you fucking weirdo. DNA testing also indicates that Amy Canland's blood was on a t-shirt that he was wearing just hours after she was killed. And, of course, DNA from both her and his were on a condom found in a kitchen trash can at the home where the two lived.
They live together?
Yeah, that's hot. I live with my aunt. I'm 22. It's cool. Prosecutor
said...
Wait. What?
I live with my uncle. I'm 24.
Yeah, but you're taking care of him.
Okay.
Are you...
There's
wait,
a difference.
Whoa. Are you well, taking...
Dude, I don't ever want to never say...
You the local whore bag there?
Dude, don't ever insinuate incest about me and my family again.
Grab my oxygen tank.
All right, seriously?
Look at you. Whoa. Something happened?
That's disgusting.
I know. We're reading about it and making fun of it.
Do you want me to talk about you fucking your mom? That's
I don't
just
live
so
with
gross.
My mom.
That's creepy sounding. I don't even think about my parents having sex. They don't know. They're just...
Oh, could you imagine? Sorry.
Cut it out, man. I can't even think. I don't even, you know what? My family doesn't even have private parts. Okay. They're like,
I'm telling your dad, you said that.
Hey, okay.
Hey, Pops. Dana said you don't have a dick. Is that true? Because I got a friend that's got three nuts. So if you, fucking weirdo.
They're like, to me, in my mind, they're like,
yeah, I know. Okay.
The Marilyn Manson bodysuit thing.
It's okay? Amham says, finally, fight, fight, fight. Oh shit.
No, we're not fighting. So we've been good.
The prosecutor said that injuries to the woman's genitalia indicate the sex was not consensual. He must have beat that pussy up.
Probably.
Some proper. He's charged in 4th District Court with first degree felony aggravated murder, which carries the potential for the death penalty. He is also charged with first-degree felony rape and second-degree felony being a fucking weirdo and raping his aunt. Amy Canlan was last seen alive. Who gives a shit? 45 minutes. Blah, 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 blah. So,
blah, blah, blah,
way
blah.
To go, brohound.
Incest and rape.
Like I said,
murder.
The jam hole. Just listen to the jam hole. If you're going to rape, don't rape someone you're related to. You're raping, for fuck's sake. Your mom, you could probably go to your mom and be like, man, I'm so horny. No girl, fuck me. Will you just toss me a pity fuck? And she's your mom. She'll take care of you. She'll give you. If you're going to rape, though, fucking go out and rape. That's just being plain lazy.
I'm going to puke.
Laziness will not be tolerated at the jam hole. I'm sorry. That is unacceptable. Unfucking acceptable.
Wow. I feel like.
Here we go.
Going up.
Good day for sex crimes. Federal prosecutors say a Western Missouri man held a mentally impaired teenager as a sex slave and sadistically tortured her for not one, not two, not even 3, 4, 5, or 6 years, but lucky number 7. 7 years.
Wow, dude.
He's 43 years old. Edward Bagley Sr. faces 11-count grand jury indictment, and 4 other men face associated charges. Gangbang.
How old was the mentally handicapped?
16 years old at the time. They lured her to their trailer with promises of making her a model and a dancer. Yay! I'm gonna be a model! Yay! That's fucked.
Instead,
they kind of went the other way with that. Instead, they gave her weed and ecstasy, sexually abused her, and Bagley had her sign a lifetime sex slave contract.
Why do people do that? Really?
That's really going to hold up in court.
Really?
Well, Your Honor, she signed this. I'm hers. She's mine for life. She has to be my sex slave.
Someone else did
forever.
That, too. You remember? So there was another
contract.
I do
remember that. Yeah. That if my wife gets out of line, I can beat her.
Why would you do that? That's just proof on you.
Well, you're in love. You're like, I'm never going to get out of line until, you know, 5 years later, you say something weird and he knocks you the fuck out.
No, I mean, with this, like, why would you do that?
Well, because there was like 4 guys in there with guns to your fucking head.
Or maybe
because
she's retarded, you just flash the contract and she's like.
The mental capacity, yeah, definitely.
I did sign the contract.
I mean, you went into a trailer, for fuck's sake, thinking that they were going to make you a model. And a dancer. They made you fucking dinner is what.
Right.
They made her sign the sex slave contract when she turned 18. They marked her with a barcode on her neck, a tribal tattoo with an S for slavery, and the Chinese symbol for slave on her ankle. Wow. They went all out. The indictment alleges that Bagley also pierced and sewed her vagina opening and breasts with metal piercings and needles. Whipped her body, breast, genitalia, and anus with paddles. Ooh, that's hot. Spanked that ass. Canes and floggers. Tied her up naked, suspended her in the air, and stretched her limbs in opposite directions. Shocked her with electrical devices. Tied and nailed her labia and nipples to slabs of wood. Inserted a catheter into her urethra. Clamped the cord to prevent urination for extended periods of time. Bound and tied her naked to a wooden pony with an appendage inserted into her vagina or anus. Strapped her down for hours at a time on a homemade device consisting of a plastic toolbox with a motor and a piston inside connected to a metal arm with a dildo attached that just fucks her and fucks her and fucks her and fucks her and Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Oh, you think they played that while they were doing that?
Oh my god, dude.
That would have just tied this whole story together beautifully. Oh, where was I? Tied ball gags and leather hoods over her mouth, which interfered with her ability to see, speak, and breathe, locked and handcuffed her naked in a dog cage, often suspending the cage in the air or attaching her sex organs to electrical devices while she was trapped in the cage, inserting a plug into her anus, which he used to electrocute her, and force water into her rectum, suffocated her to unconsciousness with ropes and plastic bags, waterboarded her, and performed abortions on her, using speculums, vacuums, and clothes hangers to end pregnancies. Prosecutors say the torture included live web shows.
Oh my god, dude.
For the low, low price of $19.95, you can watch us streaming live on Justin.tv.
Dude, that list sounded like one of those horrible side effects lists from commercials.
Really? That sounded like my bio when I was going to be a... Yeah, never mind.
Wow.
They demonstrated his force by shooting animals she cared for in front of her. They threatened her. The torture stopped February 27th of 09, when Bagley was forced to seek emergency medical attention for her after she suffered a cardiac arrest during the torture. I mean, there's a lot of retards in this world. I'd say the majority.
A lot.
Like, just throw her away and go find another. Why would you take her to the hospital?
Not that hard.
Like, I really like this retard.
I've worn her in to do what I want.
That seems like that's how you're going to get in trouble, obviously, if you take her to the hospital. Like, well, what happened? Well, we were torturing the fuck out of her and she had a heart attack. Sorry.
My bad.
Can you direct me to the special needs center?
Right.
You need to go shopping. Also indicted were 50-year-old Dennis Henry, 62-year-old Michael Stokes, James Newell, 44, Bradley Cook, 31. They said the men paid Bagley in cash, meat, cigarettes, clothes, and lighters to torture the woman. That, you know what this is? Do you remember that movie with the dead girl tied down to the thing and the dude was taking money from people to, like, go fuck her? Do you remember that a long time ago we watched it, we talked about it on the show?
Wait,
was it called Dead Girl or something? Where they found this zombie chick tied
up,
and the dude started charging money for... That's kind of like what he was doing.
Oh, wow.
Except she was alive.
Right. Well, it was alive, but it was dead.
Bunny on Belay says, yeah, after all that, isn't the next part involve a shovel and the desert? Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Not the hospital.
Right.
You actually should have went with a shovel and the desert.
Right.
Absolutely.
If you've had her for 7 years, I mean,
I know.
Come on. Nobody's
it's time
really
for a new one.
Nobody's looking for her.
Well, hey, new every two. Especially when you're fucking up shit like that.
Wow.
They face charges of conspiracy, sex trafficking, by force, fraud, or coercion, and use of an interstate facility to facilitate an unlawful activity. Bagley and Henry face an additional charge of transportation for sexual activity. Bagley and Cook face an additional charge of drug user in possession of a firearm, forced labor trafficking, use of interstate facility for enticement, document servitude enticement for travel or for sexual activity, conspiracy to distribute controlled substance to a person under 21, and use of interstate facility to facilitate blah, blah, blah. So
they're going to be in jail for a long time.
Life is what they're facing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome possum,
awesome
dude.
Possum. Hey, right on. You guys in the Catholic Church, high five.
Right?
Word to that.
That was a pretty fucked up story.
It's time.
Hour.
We done?
All right. I need to get to bed.
I had a couple more stories, but yeah, fuck it. All right, well.
I got works tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't. We got the Hotbox tomorrow, though. Hotboxpodcast.com. Come join us for our weed podcast. And yeah, thank you guys so much. Episode 399. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking A.
Email us, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, of course, is where all our shit's at. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. You can text me personally, 406-848-1739. Put that shit in your phones. Say hi. Feel free, whenever, whatever. Fuck, dude. September 25th. It's in a couple
episode
weeks.
Episode 404.
Thejamhole.com/404. Remember, the 17th, there is no show. It's on the calendar. Just check it out, thejamhole.com. September 18th, we're doing that Roach Market, the weed festival. We're rapping at, doing a podcast. So yeah, there won't be a show Friday.
There's going to be lots of awesome stuff at the 404 episode. I'm sure you've got lots of cool shit planned.
You guys, it's going to be a fucking circus in there.
I've got cool sneaky shit planned to you.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. So
that you don't even know about yet.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. You don't even know about what
you
I'm
don't even know. I'm hiding shit from you.
You're going to eat this cock live. All right. Well, yeah, thank you, guys. It's always a blast, as usual. We enjoy hanging out with you guys and talking every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you want to watch shows live, thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, usually, except on Fridays. They're a little late sometimes. Send us a postcard. It's been a minute since we talked about that. If you guys like the show, send us a postcard from where you live. Hang it on our beautiful wall back here, thejamhole.com/P.O. Box. That's where the address is.
Speaking of that wall.
Yes.
Have you heard from the Littles lately?
No, they're dead.
Really?
I'm waiting for them to start stinking, though.
Really looking forward to that. When did they stop? How did they die, do you know?
Boredom? I don't know. Probably listening to me and Sean make our fucking rap music. Kill them.
Like, all right, I'm done.
That's right. We got 14 tracks of free hip-hop music. We are the only rapping podcasters out there. Thejamhole.com/music. Check that shit out. Listen to Do It Like Us, Autobiography, What Do I Know, fucking...
Hit That Shit.
All of it's good. Fucking This Is Entertainment, parenth, Fuck Friday. Beautiful music. Love it. Hip-hop. Fucking listen to it. Enjoy that shit. And, yeah, like I said, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, and we'll see you guys Monday for big episode 400.
Fucking A.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.